The Seven Ravens, an apocalyptic twist on the grim fairy tale by Celeste Hall. Read by the author. The Seven Ravens. Janna cried out in pain as jagged teeth sank into her shoulder. Instantly, her father swung his metal baseball bat around to strike the zombie right between its eyes. The force of the blow sending the creature's head upward and back at such an angle, the jaw was forced to open. Janna spun around the moment she was freed from its grasp, her little knife raised for attack. Such a short blade made a poor weapon against the undead, but it was all that she had. Zombies were little more than walking corpses, mindlessly drawn to feed upon anything that moved. Yet they were incredibly strong and nearly impossible to kill. The only way to be sure was to annihilate their brain. The daddy-daughter duo had put down their fair share of zombies in the past. Of course, they had limited themselves to loners or very small groups. Nothing like the undead army which now attempted to surround them. Their duo was in serious trouble, and not simply because Janna was bitten. If she and her father could not find a break in the horde, they were both going to be shredded into bite-sized pieces. And with this many mouths to feed, there wouldn't be enough of their bodies left for the virus to reanimate. The sudden repetitive shock of gunfire snapped the pair of them around. A group of men in black fatigues and t-shirts were jogging down the eastern hillside. All of them carried deadly-looking assault rifles, which they put to good use on the shuffling swarm.
"This way! Hurry!"
Father and daughter moved as one, scrambling over the path of fallen corpses. Skeletal hands reached out for Janna, snagging on her jeans. She nearly went down before one of the black-clad men could catch her, half-dragging her up the next hill in the direction her father was running. A constant spray of bullets continued to rip through the horde behind her. By the time Janna was allowed to stop and catch her breath, she looked back to see nothing but a heap of rotting bodies.
"My name is Stefan," her rescuer spoke up. "We are ravens. We can protect you."
His sky-blue gaze was momentarily captured by the ring she wore on her left hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?